minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Olpe, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 21st of February. One above zero right now with a wind chill of 11, so still dangerously cold out there. Bundle up, but the good news is nicer weather is in store and will be happening in short order. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Brandon Walter, talking about the Adam Tebben Memorial 3-on-3 basketball tournament, which is not that far away. Brandon, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Doing very good. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're doing all right here so far. It's hard to believe that, we're just a couple of weeks out from year two of this basketball tournament. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be taking place here March 8th and where we got to go.
So it is being held at Emporia State University at the Student Recreation Center. They have been gracious enough to donate the gym to us for the second year. It is definitely coming up very soon. We're getting super excited and getting everything organized. A lot of teams have been signing up, so we've been having some great support for the second year.
Do you have any teams that are already registered and set to go? Because I think you announced this here just a few days back.
Yes, we do. I'm up to about 8 or 9 teams at the current moment. We still have, for the second year, the 3 different age groups. We have the elementary age group, the middle school, and the adult section as well. So definitely getting a wide variety of teams signed up, and hoping to beat last year's kind of record for the first year of 25 teams altogether. Wow. Hoping to be around that 30 teams that sign up again this year.
All right, March the 8th at 10 a.m. is when things will start up on the campus of Emporia State. Well, Brandon, how can people get registered? What does it cost?
They can just reach out to me. My cell phone number is 815-219-1140. It is $35 per team. And I'm also excited to announce brand new this year is a 3-point contest. So all you shooters out there, definitely get some shoes laced up and ready to come shoot some threes in the gym. That, just for the 3-point contest, is $5 per person. If you sign your team up, you can sign up at that time, or I'm taking sign-ups the day of for both events as well.
All right. Well, Brandon, we appreciate all you're doing here. Let's talk about Adam and what led to this memorial tournament. Basically, proceeds go to the nursing scholarship here at Emporia State.
Yes, that is correct. He was a 2017 graduate of Emporia State. He graduated from the nursing department. He did such amazing things in his life. So it's just an honor to be able to hold a basketball tournament to support him, to support his family, and just to help the next generation of nursing students to hopefully follow in his footsteps.
Speaking of that, Brandon, obviously, Adam, with close connections here to Emporia and Chase County through his education, it seems like he really loved his job as a nurse and was drawn to nursing from a pretty early age. And it's so unfortunate the way he passed here a year ago.
It is, and he's definitely did such amazing things, like I said. There's even so many events, and he was a president of so many different nursing clubs, and he was a speaker at national events, speaking in front of thousands and thousands of people in different cities and states across the country. So just, trying to remember him and keep his name alive so that people understand what they're able to do, and just remember what he did.
Yeah, Adam was a flight nurse for a medevac company that tragically went down while on duty. But this is a good event to raise money for the Adam Tebben Memorial Nursing Scholarship here at Emporia State University, March the 8th at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we're hoping for full fields. And again, give us the age ranges, what you're looking for.
So we're starting with the elementary kids, then we go up to the middle school, and then we have the adult section. So everybody is welcome. We won't turn anybody away. We'll have competition and teams for everybody.
Good deal. Well, Brandon, anything else that you wanted to throw in here this morning? Because we're looking forward to the tournament itself, maybe bringing you on here one more time before you actually launch the tournament here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, that would be great if I can get on again. And we're trying to do things a little bit better, bigger and better this year. So more people, more teams, more events. We're offering food that you can purchase a day of. We've had so many great sponsors, too, in the community come out and just give donations. So we're going to have a lot more prizes and awards for any of the winning teams. Just looking to have a great time, a lot of fun, going to be held on there on the 8th.
All right, for folks who may have missed it, you want to give us your number one more time, Brandon?
Yes, that phone number is 815-219-1140.
Good deal. Brandon, thanks so much. We'll be talking to you soon.
Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.
Hey, Brandon Walter. Previewing the Adam Tebben 3-on-3 basketball tournament with proceeds going towards the Adam Tebben Memorial Nursing Scholarship at Emporia State coming up March the 8th, 10 a.m., campus of ESU. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker Spots, well, you kind of got to wait for a little bit because our first available date isn't until March 4th. So we have a week plus of scheduled interviews already, but you can get into that week. You can call us at 620